3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday afternoon, a mere 83 degrees, and we got a lot coming up a little bit later. Former Governor Doug Wilde will be with us. He'll be here at 5:05. Governor Wilde has filed a federal lawsuit against VCU President Michael Rao. Why? What's involved with this? I don't know, which is exactly why Governor Doug Wilder will be joining us at 5:05. We have a number of Commonwealth's attorneys in Virginia. In particular, I'm looking at Steve Descano up the road in Fairfax, who are far more in love with criminals than they are concerned with law-abiding citizens. What do we do about them? I don't know. Which is why Attorney General Jason Biaris is going to be with us at 5:35. I did not hear Richmond's morning news this morning. And I missed a lot, apparently. So you and I are going to listen to some of it this afternoon. I got a note from Rich said, hey, did you have a chance to hear this Jessica Schneider this morning? And I didn't. What am I going to do? I'm not going to lie to the guy. I didn't. I apologize. I was busy. So I didn't have a chance to hear the program this morning. But I just heard a little clip there from Charles Pyle, our esteemed news director. I remind you, we are very, very grateful, very fortunate to have Charles on the team. And Sarah Huffman, Gary Hess, good folks all. And there's Jessica Schneider. She represents the Clover Hill District. And I've been trying to figure out. So Clover Hill is fundamentally Brandermill, right? I don't know if it might be larger than that. I don't really know. Chesterfield has just grown exponentially. Population is, what, 400,000 now? It's very, very large. Growing all the time. Expanding all the time. And some people like that. I'm not crazy about it. No, I mean, just personally, I like Hanover County. I love Hanover County, actually. We take it a little bit slower. And we have no more room, so don't even think about it. But anyway, so she represents the Clover Hill District. And all you've got to do is acquaint yourself with her a little bit, and you realize, all right, she's a far left-wing lady. And that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I don't agree with her necessarily, but so be it. But when she wants to attack Chesterfield County Sheriff Carl Leonard, I've got a problem with that, because Carl Leonard is one of the finest law enforcement professionals anywhere in America. And Sheriff Leonard has done more to safeguard Chesterfield County than Jessica Schneider has done in this lifetime, and if you added another lifetime to her. She wouldn't serve and protect Chesterfield County even a fraction of what Sheriff Carl Leonard has done. According to her official biography over on the Chesterfield County Board of Supervisors website, she dedicated the first 10 years of her career to the restaurant industry. I don't even know what that means. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it, but I honestly don't know what that means. Then she decided to pursue her career in interior design. Okay. Sounds like honest work to me. I can't quite explain to you what is involved, but so be it. She's worked in freelance staging and design. I guess that means houses, right? Before houses are sold, oftentimes you call in somebody to stage them. They go and they rent furniture and they assemble it in your home and makes your home look lived in, or makes it look better lived in. Sometimes you put your home up for sale, you get all your stuff out of there, and then the professional stagers come in there, and you think, we should buy this house. Look at it. And you go, oh, no, this is our house. That's right. Never mind. So she has worked in freelance staging and design, and she has offered services to both commercial and residential clients nationwide. So residential clients would be homes that are for sale. Commercial clients, I'm going to assume, would be larger buildings, either office buildings or apartment or condo sort of complexes. Fair enough. She also has experience as a private caterer and cheesemonger. I'm going to go out on a limb here and assume that being a cheesemonger is what has qualified her as a law enforcement expert. Because I don't see anything else there that would tell me that she's got some background in law enforcement, even minimal. But let me take a listen. Germ, I don't actually know how long these clips run. There's no time, so you and I are just going to listen. We'll play it by ear. Let's start with cut number two. Let me remind everybody, cut number two. This is from this morning's edition of Richmond's Morning News with my friend Rich Herrera. Cut number two, please.
I would, and if it were up to me, I would not have him allowing ICE to sit waiting for people unbeknownst to them in the back of the locked areas of the courthouse. I would allow you can't keep them out of the courthouse, that's fine, but you don't have to put them into a nice, safe, secure, private area where the people can't just, you know, get out of.
Can't run away, can't. Well, I mean, they put them.
So, let me see if I understand this correctly, Madam Cheesemonger. You are upset that the chief law enforcement officer for Chesterfield County has provided some sort of desk space to federal law enforcement officers while they are awaiting the arrival of folks who are wanted for committing federal offenses. That's what she's... Germ, I hate to do this to you. No, I do, because I know you're not 110% like you normally are. But can you play cut number two again? I must have missed something.
I would, and if it were up to me, I would not have him allowing ICE to sit waiting for people unbeknownst to them in the back of the locked areas of the courthouse. I would allow you can't keep them out of the courthouse, that's fine, but you don't have to put them into a nice, safe, secure, private area where the people can't just, you know,
get out of.
Oh, I get it now. Oh, I'm sorry, Madam Cheesemonger. Now I understand. You want Sheriff Carl Leonard to deploy his deputies on the roads leading into the courthouse with big signs saying, criminals, turn around now. If you've committed a crime, don't come in to the courthouse. I got it. Oh, you know what? I did have, look, I had to hear it twice to be able to figure it. That's on me. You know, I guess I missed it. So I've got it now. So what Jessica Schneider is saying is that there should be more active efforts to protect those criminals from being held accountable for their criminal activity. Totally understood. Got it. Now, I should ask this. And you know, there probably is nobody better qualified than Jessica Schneider, since she is, what is this, an interior designer. If you were to put together, say, a waiting area, ma'am, where the federal law enforcement officers would be waiting for those criminals, and you were staging it, now, would you pick out blue drapes or red drapes, or would you not have any drapes at all? Oh, you know, that's a good point. Maybe you wouldn't have any drapes. Maybe you would go more. Yeah, you got to have window treatments. Germ, stop it. You have to have window treatments. Just ask her. She'll tell you. So where? What kind of window treatments would you have? I don't know. What about the desk? Would we go with like a mid-century modern look? And if you would, I mean, I really do want to be your friend because, you know, Heidi and I have this beautiful mid-century modern house. So we're always looking for mid-century modern things. Maybe you could explain. Tell us. Okay. So let me just follow Mrs. Schneider's advice, or if I understand it correctly. So first, you want the sheriff to deploy his deputies on taxpayer dollars to stand out in the middle of the road. How far back would you like them to go, ma'am? Do they go all the way back, say, to like 288? Is it on the interstates? Is it on the bigger road? I mean, I don't know. Again, you know, I'm a Hanoverian. What do I know about how Chesterfield operates? I don't know. But where would you like them? And maybe, maybe Supervisor Schneider, you could reach out to VDOT, and on those big signs on the highway and on the side of the roads, they could have those signs flashing, turn around now, criminals, turn around now, don't go to the courthouse. But if they did go to the courthouse, look, some of them are not going to pay attention, even if you have the signs there, ma'am. You know, good intentions and all, I know. But some of them are still going to go to the courthouse. And you just said you can't keep the federal law enforcement people out of the courthouse, but you don't want them to have, I guess, a seat to sit in. So you just want them to stand? Okay. You know that's just going to make the arrest happen faster, right? And if they follow your advice, even with all of your interior design and commercial staging, those arrests are probably going to be much more public, which I think they're trying to avoid. But, you know, hey, you do you, I guess. All right, I know we have one more cut from Chesterfield County Supervisor Jessica Schneider. How proud and happy the people in Clover Hill right now must be, right? I mean, come on, please, please. Let me give you the number for the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You feel free to shoot me a text there. Let me know what you're thinking. Oh, and let me see. Dave from Goochland, Germ, pay attention to this. He says, play the soundbite of Schneider stammering when asked if immigrants are illegal if they snuck into the country. Jeremy, if you can just track down whatever they've got there, that'd be great. Let's share as much as is humanly possible. Remember. Former Governor Doug Wilder will be here at 5:05. Love the gov, and he'll be talking about his federal lawsuit against the president of VCU, Michael Rao, and at 5:35, Jason Mayarez, the attorney general of our beloved Commonwealth, will be here. We got some great, great people coming your way. I love it. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday. We got all sorts of great stuff that is going on, literally, as we speak. And we got some really great stuff coming up. You know, that we just wrapped up a couple of big things. The Best of Richmond competition ended on Sunday, so I will not be asking you for any votes. If I'm here in this place next year, I'll beg you then. I mean, ask you then. Simply because if you win it 7 years in a row, then they retire your jersey, and I would never, ever, ever have to ask you for it again, which would be pretty cool. That's that. We did a great fundraiser. Thanks so much to Paul Diana and PRD Concessions. They said, we want to raise some money, Jeff, to help you buy gifts for the Lieutenant Jan McTurn and Blue Friday honorees. And I went out and hung out for a couple of hours with them. Great group. Oh, my gosh, what an absolutely wonderful, wonderful crew. And they helped us out, and so we'll be able to get some additional nice items for our Lieutenant Jan McTurn and Blue Friday honorees. And ending in just a couple of days, the big father figure competition. Well, I hate to call it a competition, although it's a competition. We have four teams, four all-star teams, team somebody, and Team Cats. And on Team Cats, my anchor man, my go-to guy, our point man who can play any position, I absolutely love this guy. Jamal Thomas is with us. Jamal, thank you for being here.
Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm better now that I'm hearing your voice.
Well, you know, and I'm so glad to not have to vote anymore. Gosh, I mean, we all know you're the best. You're the best anyway, Jeff. I mean, why even put that as a category?
Well, you know, I got some empty space out here in the former plaque shack, so, you know, if I can slap something up. And as you well know, Heidi's not going to let me keep a plaque in the house, so I've got to put it somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally understand. Yeah, she won't let you keep anything out there now.
No, except for me. That's it. You know, you stay out there and maybe once in a while we'll bring some food to you. And if not, what are you going to do? That's what Uber's for.
Exactly.
DoorDash.
That's exactly right.
All right, so before we get into the important stuff about the father figure and all that stuff, let's talk about the even more important stuff about being a dad. You've got two beautiful little people, and not just you, obviously, your lovely bride, and the two of you have two beautiful little people, one little boy, one little girl. I call them my niece and my nephew. I absolutely love them. I think the world of you and them. Tell me, just for you, what's the motivation for being involved with the father figure? I gotta figure somehow it involves those kiddos.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I always tell everybody, these two kids have, you know, disrupted our lives in the most wonderful way possible. And we have, it has been, you know, we adopted both of them, and we have had the greatest time being their parents, being their mommy and daddy. And, you know, Jeff, I always think about, you know, what exactly would their lives look like had we not stepped in to adopt them.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that we, my motivation is I really want to help end fatherless homes, and which I think is a huge pandemic in this city. It's a huge pandemic, throughout the Commonwealth, and the numbers show it. If you look, on the Fatherhood Foundation website, there's a wonderful article that goes into the statistics about fatherless homes and the effects that it has. It's a pretty long article, but the numbers don't lie. And so, you know, it was, gosh, Jeff, what was it, 5 years ago when I got involved with this, with the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia, you know, I sent a message to you, you know, saying, hey, you don't know me from Adam, but I'm doing this little fundraiser, and was wondering if you'd be willing to support it. And you know, you came back, not only brought me on your radio show, but it's also blossomed into you doing all the work you do for Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia through the Inside Out Dad program, and being the father figure in 2021 after I told you were going to do it.
Yeah.
And and also has blossomed into a lifelong friendship with our family. So lots of great things are happening there, and those two kids are my greatest motivation for doing this, because I want every father to experience what I'm experiencing.
You're a great guy. You're a wonderful, wonderful father, an amazing husband. I know that. And I personally, I just say this in front of everybody, I consider myself so fortunate that you reached out, as you say, out of the blue years ago. Say, hey, you don't know me, but I have volunteered you to do this thing. Good luck. Hope it all works out. Bye. And instead of it going in that direction, man, our families are now family, as far as I'm concerned. And I love everything about it. And I will be forever grateful to you for doing exactly what you did. Now I've sucked up enough. So get over it. Put your head back in shape. Let's talk about our respective stomachs, because tomorrow we got a chance to fill these bad boys, don't we?
Heck yeah. You know, because you did tell us, as we talked about last week, I think when we put these teams together, when you met with our team, the requirement was it had to be all food oriented. So
yeah.
and being you know, I don't want to disappoint you, you know, because you mean a lot to our family, and I want to make sure that I honor your wishes. So tomorrow between 4 and 8 p.m., our friends at Chipotle will be donating 25% of their sales to the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. Now, the location, and this is not at any Chipotle, the only location you can do this is at 4930 West Broad Street, and that's right across from Willow Lawn Shopping Center. And from 4 to 8 p.m., you come in, order, you know, the double guac, the double meat, you know, double cheese, you know, just blow the diet.
That's
you know,
right.
Have
That's
a good,
right.
Yeah, you know, get the chips, get the guac.
Yeah.
I know guac's expensive, but it's for a worthy cause. Come on,
That's
man.
Right.
And,
right.
And so, but I will say, come in, you know, Judah will be in attendance. I think my wife and daughter and Soraya will be there. They might not be there till a little bit later, but they'll be there. But come on in. If you want to order online, you can only do it through the Chipotle app. There is a code that you have to use, and you can find that flyer on the Fatherhood Foundation social media page, on the Facebook page. There's a code that you do have to use. You can't use any third-party apps or anything like that because it won't go to us. But it can only be ordered between 4 and 8 p.m. tomorrow. So, yeah, come on out, get some good food. Love to get to know you, shake some hands, and meet Judah.
Yeah.
He'll probably run around doing something. Yeah, love to have everyone.
Yeah. Well, you know, Judah, my nephew works the crowd, man. It's like he's running for office. I love that about him. Good kid.
He is. I could see him running for office one day. So he's yeah, he definitely knows how to work the room.
I will tell you as well, Jamal, I don't know if you saw this, and I got to let everybody know. We just got an update from Mr. Beach over there at the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia with the numbers this week. We're in the lead, which is very nice, Team Cats, but whoever these slackers are over on Team Smith, these guys are $500 behind us. So we got to get this in gear and make sure that we're getting as many dollars and cents. No, but just make it dollars. Keep the cents. We need as many dollars as possible.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. You're right. Yeah, man. We got to Team Cats needs to come in with this victory. But, you know, but I will tell you, there are so many. We have so many great dads, Jeff, that are involved in this. We'll call it the friendly competition. Well, not so friendly competition.
That's right.
There's little smack being talked every now and then. But there's some great, great dads and great people that are supporting this. But I need all of your listeners to do the important thing and support Team Cats and come to Chipotle tomorrow night. Blow the budget, you know, enjoy, have a night out. Hopefully it's a good night. It's a nice night weather-wise. Have a good time. Come out from 4 to 8 tomorrow, Chipotle across from Willow Lawn, 4930 West Broad Street. Come on in, and I have some flyers you can give to the cashiers, or just tell the cashiers you're participating in the fundraiser for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. And let's help Team Cats get that victory.
I love it. Listen, Jamal, I love you. Love the entire Thomas family. You are just great, great people. And looking forward to a big event tomorrow at Chipotle, right across from Willow Lawn, from 4 until 8. Remember, if you're going to order online, you've got to do it through the Chipotle app. There's also a code you're supposed to use. We better get that. Do me a favor, Jamal, if you can. Not right now, but if you can find it, just text it to me, and that way I can share it with everybody, make it nice and easy. And we'll get as many folks as possible. But again, tomorrow between 4 and 8, Chipotle over there right across from Willow Lawn. 345, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 351, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It's a Monday. It's a Monday. You're right. I don't think I've ever felt this excited about a Monday. But it's kind of because coming up after this, going to be Tuesdays, Wednesdays. Well, you know the deal. But anyway, in just a couple of days, I'm leaving on a jet plane, and then I'm going to be leaving on another jet plane, and then I'm headed to Israel. This is a lifetime in the making, and I've gone through different stages. I think a lot of us have gone through different stages, right? I can remember as a smart, arse teenage jerk getting into not an argument but having a rather heated discussion with my Uncle Mort. I've talked about Uncle Mort, career English teacher in Philadelphia public schools. I can remember to this day getting into battles, if you will, about certain things, and I think Israel was, well, I know Israel was one of them. And I can remember my mom, when I was a kid, my mom had been to Israel in the 50s when she in her 20s, I guess. She was a relatively young single woman, but she went to Israel. And it was pretty much the only foreign trip that my mom ever went on in her life. and she talked about why it was important. And I kind of dismissed it. Now, here I am, far older than she was when she went. I've got kids who are as old as she was when she went. Heidi has been to Israel. It was an entire trip designed for either, well, it was designed for parents of Jewish kids. And the people who were going, moms and dads, were either Jewish themselves or they were married to someone who was Jewish and they were raising the children Jewish. So she went with that group. She had a great time. Both of my boys have been to Israel. Julia's not been to Israel. I've not been to Israel. Julia's not going to Israel. I mean, let's be honest about it. But I have the chance, and I'm going. And it's been a long time coming. And it's been very difficult, honestly, to even get to this point. But now, I'm looking at the calendar in a way I don't think I ever have before. And I'm excited about it. People go, are you scared? No. Are you concerned? No. Well, like, how do you feel? I said, I feel great. I feel great. I do have this sense in many ways that it is like going, you know, I joke all the time about how South Florida is the land of my people, mainly South Florida, right? The land of my people, South Florida. But now I'm thinking, man, this really is the land of my people. This really is where Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob walked. This is the most important piece of land in the world if you look at the context of history and you look at religions. Now, I'm an American. Let me be very clear on that. I'm not moving to Israel. I'm an American. But I'm an American Jew. And so the ancestral home, my ancestral home, is Israel. And this is a very interesting trip. There's certain things I'm going to do, and there's certain things I'm not going to do. As an example, Heidi told me, oh, don't forget the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea is really cool, right? You float on the Dead Sea. It's so filled with salt, nobody can sink. And it's the same. I mean, it's a big tourist thing, and you go there and you with your bathing suit, obviously, and you have to get changed in the locker room there, and it's always a madhouse, and you have to have special swimming shoes or you know, water shoes, and then you have to throw them away because they're so caked with this mud. Well, we're not doing that. That's a tourist. We're not really doing that. We'll have a couple of moments here and there to do some touristy stuff, but my God, I'm going to be meeting with the president of Israel. I'm going to be meeting with Ambassador Mike Huckabee and one or two other folks that I'll tell you about when I'm allowed to tell you about them. So, yeah, I'm pretty excited about all of that. Former Governor Doug Wilder joins us at 5:05. Attorney General Jason Meares will be here at 5:35. 3:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.